We can speak now to Tony Cockshorn, who's the mayor of Greymouth, which is the nearest town to the mine. Has any of that information changed, Tony, since those news conferences?
No, look, we had a briefing with the affected families a couple of hours ago, and I saw some body language that's turning to despair. I mean, they're getting on an hourly basis. The news that the gas levels aren't going down, there's real anguish there now. We've sent them home. We're going to have another meeting with them at 7 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, the clock is ticking now, and we need to get somehow in there. The search and rescue and the police are doing a fantastic job. They're really getting in there and making things work, but they are staying out of a search and rescue exercise because of those levels. Now, they know what they're doing. They don't want to actually put the men's lives at risk. It's really tough telling that to all the loved ones that are sitting around, but it's a necessary thing. But there is definitely despair coming on their faces at the moment.
Mm. I mean, you can understand why, can't you? How do you, Tony, look someone in the eye and say, we can't go in there to rescue your relative because somebody else's relative might have their life endangered?
Yeah, it is a terrible situation, but, you know, there's strict protocol and we have to respect that. We've just got to just support those people as best as we can, but there is definite anguish coming there. I think tomorrow's going to be a very tough day indeed.
Can you explain to people the procedure of testing the gas samples? Why does it take so long?
The procedure? I'm not sure about the procedure side. I'm not into the expertise of that. All I know is that they are doing gas samples now every 15 minutes. I've got the apparatus around at the mine mouth. So that's a far better situation to have. But that's not helping the fact that the levels are staying up.
Are the search and rescue teams on immediate standby? So if these tests, if one of them in a 15-minute interval came back with a lower level of the gases, you could send the guys straight in?
Yes, the police are telling us that they are certainly on standby. I've been up the mine over the last day. Those men have had their apparatuses on and fully equipped. They have been ready to go for well over 25 hours now. They're sitting there. They want to get in there, but they need the word to go. So, you know, it's a hell of a tough call. Everyone is just right in behind them, but we have to stick to the protocols that the police department are setting us.
29 miners still missing. Do you have any signs of life at all?
There has been no noise coming from the mine from anyone since 4 o'clock yesterday.
And nothing on heat-seeking equipment or anything like that?
No, nothing at all. So, you know, but we just have to stick with hope until someone tells us otherwise.
So you're playing, as things stand, you're playing a bit of a waiting game, really. You need the gas levels to either drop or to establish what the gases are before you can send in search and rescue.
Yes, it's definitely a waiting game, and it's a waiting game that every hour we're losing. So we need some action, but, I mean, we have to work it. We're a team. We're working with the police, the search and rescue. We've got a massive amount of support from all over Australia and New Zealand, all over the world for that matter, but there's only one thing that those relatives want at the moment. They just want their loved ones out of that mine. So look, we're hanging in with that, but is the despair that I told you about earlier is definitely present on their faces at the moment.
Can you, Tony, just as the mayor of Greymouth, just tell us a bit about Greymouth and how big is the mining community and how big is the area and what kind of effect this is having locally?
Mining has been the lifeblood of this town for 150 years. The Pike River coal mine that's just opened 2 to 3 years ago is hiring about 150,000 people. You know, the $90,000, $100,000 jobs, huge amount of money that rolls through our economy here. So, you know, it is certainly important to us in a lot of ways. It was just getting to full production shortly. So a lot of men made that their whole life. So, you know, it's outside of that, but, you know, I'd rather concentrate on the fact that these people now are, you know, in a situation where we just want to get them back out and get on with life normally, if that's possible.